to justify the people in Alabama, I'm going to say that we had our problems well under control till people come in and started causing problems within the state. Out-of-state people causing problems within the state, because the people that were on the Selma March were not primarily Alabama people. They were mostly people from outside the state of Alabama. And lots of things went on that march, drinking, sex, and a lot of things that shouldn't have been done on that Selma March. And they still come back now once in a while and go through that march again. But we have learned to accept it or ignore it. And everything goes well when we do that. And what we need to do with people in general is accept the person for what they are. Not for whether they're black, or not for whether they're white, or not for whether they're red, or not, or yellow, or whatever. We need to accept this person as a human being and as a person such as we are, and give them equal chance and equal opportunity for any man or woman or boy or girl can have a good quality education that needs it in our state. Our neighboring state, Georgia, has a lottery going that 35% of that lottery goes to educate the children in the great state of Georgia. And a lot of people are opposed to lottery. That's gambling, and that's bad and all this. But people gonna gamble on, that wants to gamble on something. And my personal opinion myself is that the state of Alabama would be better off if they had a lottery in the state of Alabama and could educate their children such as you can in the state of Georgia. A child can start in the first grade in Georgia and go all the way through college without spending money for education. In the state of Alabama, as everybody knows, it costs a lot of money for people to go to college in the state of Alabama. And if we could figure out some other way to raise revenue, it would be wonderful. But we need to be set up in a style to where we could take care of our own problems. And however it be, we need a change for a poor person to have as good a change as a rich person as far as education and health and welfare is concerned. And as I said a while ago, we don't ever need to judge a person by their color or by their nationality or age. We need to judge that person by what they are and who they are and how they act and the things they do and the things they say. And too many times we'll look at somebody and we'll say, well, they're stuck up or so-and-so. But we need to learn to judge. And I think Governor George Wallace was a great judge of character, because he didn't judge anybody by their color or by where they come from. He judged them for what they was in the life that they were living. And that's the way we need to do this day and time, is to set standards for our young people, set good examples for our young people, educate them well, and then they'll have it better than we have had it in our days. And any father or mother that don't want it better for their children than they've had it, there's something wrong with them. And I have had the misfortune, if you want to call it that, I've known some people that said their children wasn't no better to work than they was and things of that nature. But I have children of my own and have grandchildren, and I want the best for them. And I think that any father or mother or grandmother or grandfather should want the best in education and the best relation towards religion and things of that nature should be. We should want the very best for them if we love them. That's our way of showing that we love them. It is good to be able to live in a country and have as many opportunities and as many blessings as we have in the great state of Alabama. But things could be a lot better if people had to love one for another, that they should, and stood up for what's right, worshiped God in spirit and in truth. And if we don't do this, we may see a time, the way they're passing laws and doing things now, that we may not even be fortunate enough to have our Bibles to where we can read them and study them. And it may get so bad later on, if we live long enough, we may see a time when we won't be allowed the privilege of prayer. And so many people fail to see that prayer is privilege, and that worshiping God in spirit and truth is an option, and one that we should all take advantage of. And Governor Wallace, all through his administration as governor, and we run for president, and all the way through life thus far, has been a man that was religious, a man that believed in God, and a man that wanted to do what's right and put the best foot forward. And he has set a good example for lots of people to follow in. And if everybody in the state of Alabama felt the way that Governor Wallace feels about God, I think the state of Alabama would be a whole lot better place to live and a whole lot better place to raise our children in than it is. We have so many things that are not right in the sight of God going on in our state within itself, within the government, its officials. It's nothing at all to hear the news and hear where they've thrown somebody out of office because he was caught stealing or because he was doing something bad. And if there were God-fearing people, Bible-studying and praying people, we would not have that problem. And Governor Wallace said that when he was admitted to the hospital in Maryland, that there was a surgeon there in the hospital, took out his tubes out of his own body and come to the emergency room and done surgery on him to save his life. So that's the way that we need to be. We need to be like that surgeon was. We need to be willing to sacrifice and take some chances for ourselves to make other people and to help other people and to make a better life for other people. Today in the state of Alabama, we're growing in numbers and leaps and bounds. We have a lot of problems within ourselves about pollution and things of that situation. And we need to be careful about our pollutant, about our trash, and things of that nature. And if we do these things, we'll have a lot better place to work in, a lot better place to live. And all of us will feel better if the pollution problems we have in the state of Alabama, as well as neighboring states, was corrected.
Okay, how about the Ku Klux Klan while you were growing up?
The Ku Klux Klan in Northeast Alabama was an organization meant to help people, not to destroy people, as some of the things that happened in this day and time. When I was young, the Klan would go out to people that was in need and see their needs and help them. I knew of a family that had four children in it. And the man, when he was a good worker when he was sober, but when he got his money for his work, he'd go spend it on alcohol instead of feeding his family. The Klan paid him a visit and told him that he had to get a job and he had to go to work, he had to feed his family, that they didn't care how much he drank or how long he drank, as long as he worked regular and fed his family. And he said he didn't have a job, and they gave him a name of a man and an address to go to get a job. And they told him that they didn't want to have to come back to see him again, because if they had to come back to see him again, they would have to put some corrective things on him that he didn't want. And he understood what they were saying, no doubt, because he went and took the job that they had for him, and he fed his family and raised his girls and was a good father to them until he died. So that is my estimation of how the Klan used to work. If they knew people that was hungry, had just cause for being hungry, like out of work, things of that nature, sickness and bad luck, they'd take them groceries. They would see that they got the medication they need to get well and things like that. They didn't go out and beat up on a person because they were black or because they were white. They tried to help the communities in which they were in instead of destroy them. So the relationship between that and now is that we have several people that seem to be wild are running the Klan, as well as the skinheads and other things that are people that follow after violence. They believe in shooting and cutting and killing and doing things that's wrong. Members of the Ku Klux Klan in the 30s and the 40s and the 50s and even up in the 60s was a helping organization, not one to destroy, but one to help. Now, they're not, I'm afraid. I'm afraid that they're for the wrong purpose. If the Klan was what it used to be, I'm sure that it could have unnumbered members. But there's not too many members of the Ku Klux Klan still in Cherokee and Etowah and DeKalb County. There may be a few, but there are not very many, because the organization is just about phased all the way to what it used to be. And people don't want to be part of destroying people and meanness and things as such as go on. So the Klan has a real bad name at this time. And there's nothing that I know that anybody can do about it, but except they go turn about phase and go back to the old ways. If they went back to the old ways of helping people instead of trying to destroy, it could be a good organization that could help blacks and whites and anybody that needed help. But under the situation that things is and the way that some of the young members are taught this day and time about violence and things of that nature, there's no way that a Christian man could be part of an organization like that. So we have to leave out the thoughts of the Klan being a decent organization at this time. That's my thoughts on the Klan and how much it has changed over the years. And it didn't change overnight, but it was so gradually that people didn't realize it, that it was too late for anything to be done about it, supposedly.
Okay, how do you think things have changed as far as civil rights and the status of blacks since the civil rights?
The blacks are like whites at this time as far as opportunity is concerned, and maybe even a little more fortunate than whites was. 20 years ago, when you heard about discrimination, it was a black person talking about a white person had done it an injustice, done them an injustice. Nowadays, the white people have as much right to to be discriminated against or to file discrimination charges as a black one does, because lots of black people are in high places. They have authority, and lots of them have not forgotten about the way the days of slavery and the way things were back then. Like we see the little flag, you know, that says, "I'll never forget," or "How can I forget?" or "I'll never forget." We have to forget. We have to forget about the way things used to be and press on to make things better in the future than they have been in the past. The relationship that we have with the blacks and the whites, between the blacks and the whites on the jobs and all, are better than they have been in times past. The the blacks have some big lawsuits filed now. Is in the state within the state DOT that you're supposed to hear about just any time. They seem to think they're going to be moved on top now in lots of places. So.